Ted what he thinks about them.
Shocked if he had an opinion. I'd also be shocked if he had a positive opinion. Alright, everybody ready to go? Steve. Okay. 1001. In an essay on this painting, Helene Weinberg argued that its artist used a book of engravings by Charles Le Brun to populate the facial expressions in it. Though it is no longer there, this painting was donated to London's Christ Hospital, where its donor intended it to serve as a most useful lesson to the youth. Most scholars believe that two figures in this painting are based on Raphael's The Miraculous Drawn of Fishes. Pentimento covered with an ugly splotch of gray paint can be seen in the copies of this painting at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts and the Detroit Institute of Arts. Those copies may have been made by Henry Pelham, the artist's half-brother. A Borghese gladiator was used as the model for this painting's first title character, who is shown alongside a figure with anatomically inaccurate lips. For 10 points, name this painting depicting a rescue in Havana.
Yeah, what's in the shark?
That's right, dude. Here's your bonus one. This man's poems notes Rommel is dead. His army has joined the quicksand legions of history, where the battle is always a metal echo saluting a rusty shadow. His tanks are gone. How's your ass? With each name, this author of Rommel drives on deep into Egypt. The possibly post-apocalyptic commune of Eye Death serves as the setting for his novel In Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay.
Brautigan wishes for a cybernetic ecology where we are free of our labors and joined back to nature, and a poem whose title suggests that humanity is all washed over by these specific things.
I hope so.
That's a different thing about him. Yeah. Machines of loving grace. Brautigan is from this state and set a Confederate general from Big Sur in the Embarcadero, of one of its largest cities. Several John Steinbeck novels are set in Salinas Valley.
Puzzle 2.
When deriving the symplectic condition for a canonical transformation, this operation, applied to a column matrix M containing n generalized coordinates and n generalized momenta, is set equal to the product of a 2n by 2n block matrix times the partial of the Hamiltonian with respect to M. This operation is applied to the generating function in a canonical transformation. Adding this operation applied to an arbitrary function of the generalized coordinates to a Lagrangian gives another valid Lagrangian that yields the same equations of motion. This operation is applied to the generalized coordinates and momenta on the left side of Hamilton's equations. It is also applied to the derivative of the Lagrangian with respect to the generalized velocity in the Euler-Lagrange equation. Applying this operation to action gives the Lagrangian. For 10 points, name this operation, often indicated by putting a single dot over a variable.
Differentiating with respect to time?
Yes.
We know some math things.
Just one math over here, guys. Your bonus, together with his wife Lizzie Vaught, this man edited a newsletter called The Iconoclast, which attacked organized religion. 10 points each, named his first president of the American Sociological Association, who in 1883 introduced the principle of social telesis in his 1,200-page textbook, Dynamic Sociology.
Answer to one.
Who's the guy Mazahan?
Lester Ward. Lester Ward frequently railed against this four-word phrase that had been coined by Herbert Spencer. It was co-opted by Darwin to describe how natural selection works at the suggestion of Alfred Wallace. This Scotsman and biologist who wrote The Evolution of Sex with J. Arthur Thompson accompanied Lester Ward on a lecture tour. As a city planner, he created the design for Tel Aviv in 1925 and coined the term conurbation.
Let me tell you all about Tel Aviv.
Not right now.
Puzzle 3. A successful sack of the city by a Byzantine general known only by the name Ibn Khatuna in Arabic sources was launched by Theodora, acting as regent for her son Michael III in 853 CE. Alamano da Costa was reportedly released from an iron cage so that he could attack this city. St. Francis of Assisi made a visit to the city during that attack, which was written about by Jacques de Vitry. As another force was attempting to retreat at night to its base in this city, it failed to cut the ropes on a canal bridge and was crushed at the Battle of Farascour. After capturing this city,
Damietta.
Here's your bonus. Answer the following about the globalization of Japan's textile industry for 10 points each. The process began after this Commodore was sent by Millard Fillmore to open up Japanese ports. Three readings at Kanagawa.
Harry.
Yeah. Paul Bernard, an employee at a French trading firm in Yokohama, built this government-run silk mill in 1872 in a namesake city northwest of Tokyo. Wada Ei wrote a diary about her time at this silk mill, which is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
City northwest of Tokyo.
Sure, what the hell is it?
The Hakodate silk mill.
Tomioka silk mill. This period of Japanese history, which started in 1912, was the golden age of Japanese silk reeling. Its namesake emperor, known personally as Yoshihito, relied largely on carrier pigeons to keep himself aware of happenings in his country.
Taisho.
It's the Taisho beer. You can do it.
Captain or something?
Captain. A character in this story expresses shock when she sees a redhead sailor boy lift a wheelbarrow and hold an object that resembles a greenish-black stone, which turns out to be a turtle. One of the story's main characters refuses to attend singing lessons after she's kissed by her teacher while playing the part of Zerlina in a rehearsal of Don Giovanni. In this story's 12th and final section, the title character states, "I shall never be poor. I told you I am a great artist," when asked if she will return to her homeland. This story opens with a description of two sisters who are named after Martin Luther and Philip Melanchthon, and describes the aftermath of the spirituality of the pietist Dean. This story, which was published in Anecdotes of Destiny, is named for a refugee from France who wins 100,000 francs in a lottery. A sumptuous meal is described in, for 10 points, What Short Story by Isaac.
Babette's Feast.
That's right.
Yes.
Here's your bonus. The two Hirabayashi vases shown in the painting depicting these people currently flank the painting itself in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. And with each made these subjects of a portrait in which two of them stand in a darkened hallway while the other two sit and stand in the lighter foreground.
Is it the belly?
No, it's the daughters of someone in
a John Singer Sargent painting. I can't remember what they're called.
Okay.
The Daughters of Edward Garley Boyd.
Oh.
The Daughters of Edward Garley Boyd was painted by this American artist in a portrait of Theodore Roosevelt. Another such portrait depicts this socialite, the ex-wife of Robert Gould Shaw II. In the portrait, this woman is half-turned, wears a white dress, and stands with her hands behind her back, holding onto a cream-colored waist sash.
I didn't know.
Just a
Huh?
Aster, Nancy Aster. Hanu Nurmi created a four-level hierarchy which describes the manipulation that can occur in various kinds of these systems. In a seminal analysis of these systems by Robin Farquharson, he analyzes a letter by Pliny the Younger about the consul Afranius Dexter. Peter Ortishook and William Riker propounded the formula PB minus C plus D in their book on the theory of the calculus of these systems. Anthony Downs gives his name to a paradox which holds that their costs seem to exceed the expected benefits. Duncan Black discovered the single peakedness theorem in studying these systems, for which he developed a two-method approach. The Nansen-Baldwin rules can be applied to them, as well as a method named for Jean-Charles de Borda. For 10 points...
13.
Yes. For a generalized interaction A plus B yields C plus D via a virtual particle X, a sum over two time-ordered Feynman diagrams is used to compute this quantity as the product of two coupling constants for A and B times the propagator for X. The points each named this quantity, typically symbolized with a script M, which encodes all of the fundamental physics of a particle interaction in a Lorentz invariant fashion.
And the quantum number things.
It's a quantum number. A matrix element.
Okay.
Dividing the Lorentz invariant matrix element by the normalization factor for Lorentz invariant phase space gives the transition matrix element used in this statement, which states that the transition rate of a particle interaction equals 2 pi times the square of the matrix element times the density of states. That's
9.
Fermi's golden rule. Fermi's golden rule is derived using the time-dependent version of this formalism in which solutions to an unknown problem are approximated by considering the Hamiltonian for a similar solved problem and adding an extra term which represents a disturbance.
It's just compass of variations or something. Compass of variations.
Perturbation theory.
Fermi's golden rule. Bomb unto others as you would have others bomb unto you.
6. For any point P on a vector lattice with the principal projection property, a theorem denoted by this term proved by Hans Freudenthal states that there exist sequences of P simple functions that converge to any element of the ideal of P. In functional analysis, the set denoted by this term is often invoked in ergodic theory and has the property that von Neumann's inequality holds for rational functions for some subsets of the set. Another theorem named for this term states that a bounded operator on a Hilbert space always admits invariant subspaces and commutes with its Hermitian adjoint if and only if the operator is a multiplication operator. Cauchy proved a special case of the theorem denoted by this term for self-adjoint matrices, which involves a namesake operation that decomposes a matrix into the matrices U times capital lambda times U transpose. For 10 points, give this term for the set of eigenvalues of a finite-dimensional matrix.
Characteristic?
No penalty.
The eigenset.
The spectrum.
Oh, wow.
Apparently.
Is there a thing?
Puzzle 7. Claude Lévi-Strauss's The Jealous Potter describes an Ecuadorian myth in which one of these deities was created when Kumpara spat blood on his son, Etza. The Inca threw weapons and made loud noises to chase a predator away from a deity with this role, who was also believed to have loved a fox that she accidentally squeezed to death. This is the domain of a goddess who once roused the Sensón Tepoctín, her 400 brothers, in an effort to kill their mother. A god who was often depicted with the wings of a butterfly and a white shell on his back was assigned this domain after proving too cowardly to leap into flames and having a rabbit thrown in his face. The Incan goddess Mamaquila and the Aztec deities Coyolxauhqui and Tequisticatl represented this domain. Like Greek goddess Bet fell in love with Endymion.
The moon.
The moon. Like the rabbits of the moon.
That's where rabbits are.
Yeah.
The moon. Before his August 2015 death, this man claimed that his wife Meryl had an affair with JFK. For 10 points each, name this philosopher who developed game semantics or semantics of perception in such works as Knowledge and Belief. This Finnish philosopher used modal logic to model in the intentions of intentionalities.
Finnish philosopher.
Fighting time, guys.
Arvo Pärt.
Philosophy.
Jaakko Hentikka. Nice.
Yeah.
Hentikka's work on semantics is the first type of semantics that describes these things. Modal realism is the belief that all of these things are actually real.
Possible.
Hentikka's claims about trans-world identification across all worlds led to heated debates with this philosopher who claimed that rigid designators refer to the same object across all worlds in naming and possessing.
It is creepy.
20 points.
I killed him with my example.
Eight. A ruler of this dynasty destroyed an idol at the Nagar cloth temple and gave its pieces to butchers to be used as weights. According to legend, that member of this family knelt to pray over a piece of grain dropped by a bird, so his prime minister planted it in his garden. Years later, the harvest from that grain was used to build this dynasty's lentil mosque. That ruler also composed poetry under the pseudonym Gul Ruk. Excuse me, this family overthrew the short-lived Sayyid dynasty that had been founded by Khizr Khan. Its first ruler, Bahlul, created a succession crisis when he named his son Babrak as viceroy. This dynasty founded the modern city of Agra as an alternate capital for its second ruler, Sikandar. For 10 points, named his final ruling family of the Delhi Sultanate, which is...
Lodi?
Oh, right. Here's your bonus. A title character of this novel summons a ghostly fleet to terrorize France during the Napoleonic Wars. For 10 points each, name this novel set in historic Britain, whose title characters trace their magical powers back to the mythic John Uskglass, the Raven King. Its sequel focuses on the minor characters, Vinculus and Childermas.
It's like Strange and Norrell, like Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Yeah.
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
In the novel, Jonathan Strange complains that this real-life author was always in the presence of another poet called Shelley, Mrs. Shelley, and a third girl. This poet wrote She Walks in Beauty. This author's novel, The Prestige, also about magicians in England, won the James Tate Black Memorial Prize. His other books include Inverted World, in which residents of a massive city on a train must continuously lay new railroad tracks to move from a gravitational anomaly that continuously pursues it. Yeah, great.
Man, this is a very exciting, but I don't actually know the answer.
Christopher Priest.
Yeah.
Why is Jonathan Strange about this?
Because it's straight.
Brave New World, man. In a series of letters addressed to John Norris, Mary Astell argued against this philosophy, stating that there is no such thing as a sensible congruity. A form of this philosophy advocated by Arnold Geulincks in his text Metaphysica Vera used the example of two clocks which stay synchronized due to the regularity of their maker's actions. In England, this idea was promoted by Thomas Taylor in his book Two Covenants of God with Mankind. Gottfried Leibniz rejected this stance and instead relied on pre-established harmony, though Antoine Arnauld argued that it is indistinguishable from this view. A book that introduced this idea rejected the Aristotelian notion of change and René Descartes' ideas that bodies act upon other bodies, and discusses the concept of intelligible extensions. The idea that God continually intervenes and is thus the only...
Theism?
Nice. Only efficient cause is, for 10 points, what stands presented in The Search After Truth and articulated by Nicolas Malebranche. Yes.
Nice.
It's occasionalism.
I was going to call something else.
Here is your bonus. This man was sentenced to death by hanging at Motokov Prison along with Franz Conrad. For 10 points each, name this SS general who suppressed the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising and wrote a namesake book-length report about that operation with the long title, The Jewish Quarter of Warsaw is No More.
Sure.
Yes. Stroop also served as the police head in this country where Metaxas was installed in 1936 as leader of the 4th of August regime.
Yeah.
Later, this country was run by the military government of Georgios Papadopoulos.
I think that's great.
I think so. Stroop was sent on a mission to threaten this bishop of Munster with confiscation of his property if he didn't subscribe to Alfred Rosenberg's ideology. This author of The Plague of Laicism and Its Manifestations preached against the T4 euthanasia program and the lawless Gestapo.
Could be Ignaz von Dollinger.
Sorry.
Ignaz von Dollinger.
It's Clemens August Graf von Galen.
Okay.
I have August Graf von Galen.
He exists.
20 points.
He did. He's dead now.
He no longer exists.
So
he's a defunct priest.
Goodness,
okay. 10. A poem attributed to this author states, pull up thy heart, suppress thy brackish tears, since the less afraid, the better thou shalt speed, and mockingly tells its subject, it passeth fickle fortune's power and skill to force my heart to think thee any ill. This writer translated a fragment of Boethius as the consolation of philosophy in All Humankind on Earth, which asks, what prate you of your stock or forefathers old? A short poem by this author states, much suspected by me, nothing proved can be, was etched into a window of Woodstock with a diamond. This person who may have written, ah, silly pug, wert thou so afraid, to a lover, is the model for both Lucifera of the Court of Pride and the virginal belle Phoebe. She also inspired the title character of a poem that traces her elfin lineage.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
the book is written by her. Notably wrote the poem on the window.
Yeah.
I should mark it. Okay.
Here it comes. Supposedly, the Paris gun used by the French against the Germans during World War I had to be calibrated to accommodate for this effect, since it drastically affected the projectile's trajectory. That point each name is a fictitious force, which affects objects in working purpose, right?
Coriolis.
In some fluid dynamics formalism, this approximation is used to treat the Coriolis parameter as constant. Instead of having it be dependent on latitude, it's used to analyze the cyclones.
It's like this mask.
The F-plane approximation. The F-plane approximation is useful because it allows for formalisms to neglect the formation of these structures. Henry Stommel explained why currents are stronger on the western side of these structures in a process called western intensification.
Like storms?
They're gyres.
Oh, okay.
Like you're just widening.
Yeah.
135 to 90 at the half?
Yeah.
Cool. Possible 11. This artist proposed that an acoustic space could be created if you put all the politicians from the world inside a circle and activated 23 machine guns at the same time. A piece of danger music by this artist instructs the player to climb inside the vagina of a live female whale. The journalist George Plimpton appeared as a host in a work by this artist in which John Cage's prepared cactus was broadcast. Another work by this one-time member of Fluxus features shots from The Wizard of Oz and uses neon lights to depict Alaska, Hawaii, and the continental U.S. This artist of Good Morning, Mr. Orwell often collaborated with Charlotte Moorman, for whom he designed a cello bra. Here's your bonus. Answer the following about oracles in Greek mythology. After Poseidon sent a sea monster to terrorize his land, this Ethiopian king consulted the oracle at Ammon, who determined that sacrificing his daughter would be the best way to appease it. Cepheus. Andromeda's father. The very first Greek oracle to Zeus was established at this site, the city of Epirus. Oracular sacred wood from this site was later used to build the Argo.
Dodoma.
The most important oracle in ancient Greek life, the Pythia, was located at the temple of Apollo in this place. The presence of an Omphalo stone here led it to be considered the navel of the world.
Okay.
What's the answer to the second one?
Dodona.
Yeah, okay.
Dodoma is a city in Tanzania. That's it. Tanzania? Yep.
Good.
Yes. 21. Puzzle 12. A biography of this family entitled The Secret Book of Honors was written by a secretary who kept records for the Council of 13. This family's influence grew when it acquired the maestrazgos, the right to control the religious orders of Santiago, Calatrava, and Alcantara. The best-known member of this line employed the architect Thomas Krebs to build a settlement of 106 houses at Puddin Point, which each cost one florin per year to live in, sometimes cited as history's first residential housing.
Fuggers.
That's right.
That's Fugger Reinhold's book.
You motherfucker.
Answer the following about what happened after the Battle of the Alamo. 10 points each. This two-word term is used to describe the 2 months in early 1836 after the fall of the Alamo, when native Texans fled from their homes, hastily abandoning settlements like Washington on the Brazos in fear of Santa Ana's army.
Panhandle clearances.
I'm
just joking on
this. And
panhandle clearances.
The runaway scrape lasted until this April 1836 battle, where Sam Houston destroyed Santa Ana in a matter of minutes. After San Jacinto, the Texas Republic forced the captive Santa Ana to sign two treaties named for this city, which had become the temporary capital of the Republic under David Burnett. These treaties set the southern border of Texas and Mexico.
Austin.
Velasco. Puzzle 13. Diphenyl-2-butene can be used as an inhibitor of one of these enzymes. The antibiotic linezolid weakly inhibits these enzymes. One of these enzymes contains an entrance cavity and a substrate cavity separated by an isoleucine gate residue that rotates to allow the cavities to fuse. Mm-hmm. Clojaline and rasagiline are inhibitors of these flavin-dependent enzymes, which are also non-selectively inhibited by derivatives of hydrazine. A gene that codes for one of these enzymes has been linked to aggressive behaviors, leading to its nickname, the warrior gene. Patients taking inhibitors of these enzymes can experience a hypertensive crisis.
Monoamine oxidase.
That's
the
point.
Yeah.
The cheese effect.
What is the cheese effect?
Take cheese or Chianti or anything like that when you're on those drugs and your blood pressure goes up to like 220.
It's amazing.
Your bonus. Stokowski's version of this accomplishment features an organ in the final movement that was completed in 1939. 10 points each named this task that was completed in 1922 by another composer who used solemn brass chords to represent catacombs and a solo tuba to depict a slowly moving ox cart.
Oh. Somewhere, is it?
Wasn't unfinished. Write a good symphony about Paris.
Orchestrating pictures of an exhibition.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This French composer orchestrated pictures of an exhibition and composed Pavane for a Dead Princess and Bolero. Ravel used one of these instruments to depict the poor Jew Shmuya in the movement Samuel Goldenberg and Shmuya. In his orchestration, one of them plays the melody of the opening promenade.
Trumpet, right?
I believe you.
Trumpet.
Points.
Not like I'm out.
Jews hot.
Jews hot.
A little on the nose. Also, 14, a synopsis of these.
That's on you!
Of course it is!
Guys, the two of us.
Guys, we didn't record it. We sat down and watched it. Nothing more of this. Every time. Anyway.
14. A synopsis of this piece that ends in the Shankara quote beginning, "For the circling world is like a dream," was written by Lawrence Gilman for a 1921 New York Philharmonic performance of it. This piece's third section requires the second violins to tune down their G strings to G flat during a passage depicting idyllic love. Throughout this piece, two tubas play a recurring motif of parallel fifths. This piece begins with the horns and cellos playing ascending E-flat major triads as part of a leitmotif representing the main character. Its second section begins with chattering woodwinds representing the pettiness of carping critics, while its penultimate section about the title character's works of peace quotes a number of the composer's earlier works, including the opera Guntram and Death and Transfiguration.
Till Eugenspiel's married parents.
That's
cool.
For 10 points, name this tone poem, whose title character is often considered to be a self-portrait of the composer, Richard Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
The hero's line?
Yes.
And help me out.
Here's your bonus. Lieutenant James Macaulay and Harold Stewart imitated Max Harris and other modernists by adopting this persona and sending 16 poems to the editor of the magazine Angry Penguins. 10 points each. Name this fictional poet created in 1943 to illustrate the flaws and surrealist methods in creative poetry.
Erin Malley.
The Erin Malley affair was satirized in this 2003 novel narrated by Sarah Ward Douglas, in which Christopher Chubb creates the persona of Bob McCorkle, who may or may not have become a real person.
My life is okay.
Well, it was written by this Australian author of Oscar and Lucinda and Lee Wecker.
Karen.
3 points.
You take the lead.
Okay. House 15. Near the conclusion of this novel, a narrator has a dream that takes place in a room with a giant silver dollar where his ex-wife suggests that they cryogenically preserve themselves for the future. This novel's title character stays with an avid fan of karate movies named Mickey and is diagnosed with Guillain-Barre syndrome. This novel opens in the penthouse of the Hotel Crillon, where the narrator observes Michael Jackson's entourage staying on the floor below them and is told to read a biography of John Maynard Keynes. 6 years after the death of the title character, its narrator nearly dies after being poisoned with Sigma toxin, which inspires the narrator, Chick, to write a memoir about a professor who was based on the real-life author of The Closing of the American Mind.
Bonus.
Answer the following questions, which are the questions, about species that are morphologically similar, 10 points each. In this process, one species adopts the morphological characteristics of another species, which can cause predators to confuse the two. Examples include the aposematic coloring seen in some frogs and butterflies.
Number three?
Yeah. This term refers to a group of species that appear morphologically identical despite being genetically distinct species. DNA barcoding is often used to distinguish these species. Cryptic species. The genetic distance between two morphologically similar species can be determined using this scientist's two-parameter model, where the two parameters are the rate of transversion and transition mutations.
Sure.
Moto'o Kimura. Kimura. Good. 195, 165, 5 left. 16. The Guten-Tag algorithm analyzes the products of this process in order to infer protein structure. The pathways and competition model classifies mechanisms for this process as either charge-directed or charge-remote. The presence of compounds like 3-MBA or glycerol reduces the rate at which this process occurs during fast atom bombardment. In proteins, this process can produce A and X type or B and Y type products and is commonly performed using techniques like ECD and CID. This process can occur when a carbonyl abstracts a gamma hydrogen in the McLafferty rearrangement, as well as via retro-Diels-Alder or sigma cleavage. This process occurs in between the two stages of MSMS and occurs in hard, but not soft, ionization methods. For 10 points, name this process in mass spectrometry where the analyte is broken into pieces.
Fragmentation?
Yes.
That's what you call it, into pieces?
At the opening of this opera, its title character travels incognito to a forest in Fontainebleau where he meets his future wife Elisabetta and determines they both love each other. Then with each name this opera in which the title character, a son of Philip II, is seized by the Inquisition while Charles V, from heaven, states that suffering is unavoidable and ceases only once one is dead.
Okay. Don Carlos?
Yeah. Don Carlos is a grand opera composed by this Italian. His other works include Nabucco and La Traviata. In Act 2, this princess declares her love for Don Carlos. Most performances of Don Carlos feature this woman wearing an eye patch like the real-life woman she was based on.
I know this isn't classified. I don't actually know anything about
it. What a poor Apache was.
Joanna the Mad.
Princess Eboli. I'm not sure who it's based on.
No, there was a real Princess Eboli.
Okay.
Who we did have an unconscious.
Makes sense.
Sounds
challenging. History. Get that 20 of those. 17. This man bizarrely claimed that his 1983 performance of Mendelssohn's violin with Giotto and Winston-Salem was to show that he was not anti-Semitic. This man gained his early influence by recording the song Back to Back, Belly to Belly while performing as The Charmer, as well as authoring and directing popular plays such as Organa and The Trial. Excuse me. In 2010, he called on those following him to undergo an audit and subscribe to Dianetics, despite not syncretizing his faith with Scientology. This man started the newspaper The Final Call to spread the word of Wallace Bard. A sermon by this man, delivered at the Mosque Mariam in Chicago, states that God... 10 points.
Oh. Okay.
Bonus, this festival may be named for a brother of Sion, god who lost the gloss... god. Gableyn to Baylor of the Evil Eye. Temple Teach named this Celtic holiday, which celebrates the beginning of winter. Traditionally held on November 1st, and involves lighting bonfires on top of hills.
Samhain or Beltane? Beltane, I think.
Samhain. The Manx version of Samhain, called the Hawk Tu Na, features women making one of these objects called Sodag Balu and eating it without talking. On some occasions, Vestal virgins make one of these things called Mola Salsa.
Is that true?
Yeah, sure.
A beverage?
It's a cake.
Oh, okay.
Samhain supposedly took place exactly 2 months after this other major festival named for a Celtic god, who supposedly started it to honor his mother's death. Farmers prayed to the gods for a good harvest during this festival.
It's like Lunasa, maybe?
I don't know.
Lunasa?
Yeah.
August 1st, and don't do my birthday. I should have got 7. That was a good 7. Yeah. Oh, well. Good job.
18. A mayor of this city launched the Potato Patch Plan in response to the Panic of 1893, encouraging local churches to supply farming tools to immigrants to cultivate vacant land. Early mayors of this city include Zena Pitcher and James J. Cousins, in addition to the aforementioned Hazen Pingree. The city's police force admitted to playing a game of throwing knives at people in a brothel during a murder investigation called the Algiers Motel.
Detroit. Yes. Oh. Local history.
Bonus. The writer Jocelyn Clemencia led the successful campaign to make this Creole an official language. Then he named this Creole language spoken in the ABC Islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao, which contains elements of several European languages mixed with Arawak and African dialects.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what this is.
No.
Papiamento. Papiamento developed when this director of the ABC Islands imported a number of Native American captives, including the Esopus tribes. He's better known as the one-legged Dutch governor of New Netherlands starting in 1647. An official language in this country, the Waorani language, was unlocked when a woman named Dayuma converted to Christianity. After meeting her in 1956, 5 American missionaries in this country, including Jim Elliott, were killed during Operation Auka.
Ivory Coast.
Ecuador. 19. In one of this author's novels, a father quotes the proem of the Iliad to one of his children before quoting the proem of the Odyssey to his other child to juxtapose their character traits. A short novel by this author follows a cerebral pathologist who explains to Suarez that the soul is like a giant seashell from which he hopes to extract a pearl. In a novel structured as the 7th and last volume of Counselor Ayres' memoirs, this author wrote about the 2 children of Natividad feuding for the affections of Flora. Another of his books describes the construction of an insane asylum called The Greenhouse and follows Simon Bacamarte, the title doctor. In another of his novels, Dona Gloria makes a promise to God to have her child become a priest if it survives childbirth. While at a seminary, the title character of that novel by this author befriends Escobar and fathers the child Ezekiel. This author of Esau and Jacob and The Alienist penned a novel in... In 1826, this man published the first major historical work in French, Cinq Mars, about a conspiracy against Cardinal Richelieu. 10 points each, named this romantic French playwright who translated the works of William Shakespeare and wrote a poem about Eloa, an angel who falls in love with Lucifer. Alfred de Vigny. Alfred de Vigny's most performed play is this drama, which is named for a forger who adopted the persona of Thomas Rowley and wrote medieval poetry. Chatterton. This other French playwright outlined a manifesto of romantic drama in the preface to his play Cromwell. His other characters include Claude Frollo and Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last episode. A 10-foot limestone statue depicting this event, created by Albert Vine, sits in Brook Green Gardens in South Carolina and was commissioned by Anna Hyatt Huntington. The earliest known account of this event is the Ephesia by Posidippus, though a writing by Hermippus of Smyrna caused it to be expanded upon by Athenaeus in his Deipnosophistae. The subject of this event, according to Athenaeus, had earlier offered to rebuild the walls of Thebes and was born of the name Mnesariti. In the best-known account of this event, Euthyphro is opposed by the orator Hyperides, who claims that a certain person is the prophetess and servant of Aphrodite. In a painting by Jean-Léon Jérôme, the subject of this event appears with her robe already torn.
The trial of Phidias's concubine.
I'll prompt you.
The Aphari?
No. In an attempt to garner sympathy, as she stands naked in front of the area. Pegasus, 10 points in this event, which a famous thespian courtesan was acquitted.
Trial of Aspasia.
That's Phryne.
Phryne.
I should have probably
been there.
But,
yeah,
that's the right person.
Yeah.
No, because that's not... That
isn't, it's not the right person.
That's, yeah, I said Aspasia because that was the courtesan of Pericles. But that was not right.
That's what he
said. But what? You didn't say...
I said Phidias, not
Pericles. Oh, okay, never mind, man. That explains why.
In any case, I thought it was over. 35, 160. Yeah. Good game, one piece.
It's a cool bank.
I'm not sure right person.